fresh bread here. And if I can't finish tonight, you guys can continue at home. Did you say fresh bread? Yes, I did. Originally, I had a plan to talk about this morning, using what God gave you to grow and to flourish in the kingdom of God. But I was told not to do so because God wants you to hear about why do we do what we do. I wanted to finish the message tonight, but I was not allowed. So, this thing was on the oven for a little while, but then today we had to bake it and bring it to life. The title of a short meditation is God Promises Us Strength and Confidence. And we will start with Psalm 73:25 on the King James. For those of you that think that I cannot preach on the King James, baby, I got things to say. I could preach the whole night without having a minimal problem. So I'll give you some King James. 26, my brother. Read it with me. My flesh and my heart fails, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. There's going to be time, huh? We all have been sometime in life through stages in our lives where we felt there was no more strength to go. Huh? We all felt that at the weakest point or moments, that kind of we want to give up because we lost confidence. Have any one of you felt like that before? You know, you come to that point, you're about to give up. There's no more strength left. You lost the confidence in God sometimes, lost the confidence on your dreams. You lost the confidence on the Word of God. I would think that all of us have went through this one time in life, haven't we? Maybe you lost a loved one, or you lost your job, or you lost your home, or something precious to you. You feel like you're in the bottom of the pit. There's no more hope. There's no more strength to continue. Recently, a saint came to me and said, "Preacher, I want to die." I look at him and say, "What?" He goes to another church down the street. "I want to die." I said, "Okay." "Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this man and the life that he had on planet Earth. Now receive him in the glory." "Hey, whoa, 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 what are you doing? You say you want to die. Man, come on, man." "So come on, what? You just came here, said you want to die. You feel like you want to die, right?" "Right. I asked you twice." He said, "Yes, I feel like I want to die." "So you want to die? Let me pray for you right now so you can go." "No, that's not what I mean." "Oh. So what do you mean?" "I'm running out of strength." He said, "I'm running out of steam. I don't have no more courage to do anything else." "What does it got to do with death?" "It's an expression, dude." "Ah. Well, I don't know, because I don't speak death over my life. I mean, when the time comes for me to die, I will gladly go. But I will never open my lips to say, I feel like I want to die." What a nonsense is this? In any case, many of us have gone through this, and if that feeling comes back, here are a few suggestions from God's Word when we feel All his strength is gone. Number one, Psalm 29:11 tells us that God is the strength of our lives. Read it with me. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. You know, the main fact that the scripture suggests that God will give strength to his people suggests that there's going to be a time in life that you're going to feel weak, that all the strength is gone. Well, when all the strength is gone, look up to heaven. Because God promises to give strength to his people. And whatever it is that is bothering you and taking away your peace, the Lord promises to give peace to everyone who cometh to him. Amen? Tell your neighbor, God's going to give you peace and strength when you're low. Brother, can you put up there the New Living Translation? Read it with me. The Lord gives his people strength. The Lord blesses them with peace. Reach out to somebody and say, you are blessed with strength and peace. The backslider translation is a little crazy, but worth reading. Watch this. Message Bible. Yep. Don't you love that? God makes his people strong. God gives. God wants to make you strong, even in the toughest moments of life. As a child of God, you have no peace given up. Because God will always give his people strength. When you go down a little bit on Isaiah 26:4, let's start with the King James. Watch this. Isaiah 26:4. Read it with me. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah, when the world seems to be falling apart, when your house seems to be crumbling down, don't look at the house. Look at the Lord. He is going to give you a nice strength forever. As long as we are trusting in him, we are in good shape. Watch this. Can you give me, brother, Psalms 28:7? Watch this. Psalms 28:7. Read it with me. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. There is no problem in life that is so difficult that a praise cannot overpower it. You say, the verse is just almost like the other one before. It's not. Because in this one here, he says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. Which means he was attacked. He was being attacked. And when attacks come against our life, whatever it comes from, all we got to do, we've got to trust in the Lord. And when we trust in God, he's going to help. And the help will be so overwhelming that your heart will rejoice greatly. I mean, God is the answer. I know we all go through tough times in life, but the answer is in God. And I'll tell you a secret. When things seem like it's in complete disarray, trusting God, and they start singing a praise song. And you see the air clearing right away. The best thing anyone can do. Some people will pray, that's great. They will pray, that's great. But if things are getting overwhelming and attacks are coming from left and right, guess what? I'm going to trust in God and I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to sing a song of praise. And you see things just popping up and the way being cleared. This morning, I went to bed at midnight, thank God. One of those nights. Last night at midnight, I went to bed. I woke up at 2 o'clock. It seems like my brain was falling out of my head. Boom, boom, throbbing right on the top of my head. I ignored it. You have no business to be in my body. Get out. And I went back to sleep with all that headache. I slept again. And I woke up at 4:20. Boom, boom, boom. I used the restroom and I sit down and said, listen carefully, you idiot. Get out of my brain. Get out of my head because you have no business to be in my head. So back off. Back off right now in the name of Jesus. I fell asleep. And then the song of praise came. What was the song again? Majesty, worship His majesty. Unto Jesus be the glory, honor, and praise. And then I start dreaming and I jump on the piano and I start playing and singing. Within an hour, I woke up singing that song. And the throbbing in my head was gone. It was gone. So when you've been attacked by spiritual forces or unseen forces, put your trust in God and start singing songs of praises. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
In Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, we're going to start with the King James. There's a powerful promise. Well, this is good. Read it with me. Nehemiah said, go, enjoy choice food, sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is sacred to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Somebody will have a difficult understanding. How in the world can I be happy and eating and doing all this when I have so many problems? This past Tuesday morning, I taught the congregation a principle that has been forgotten by God's people. In one of our talks, I think it was Monday, I was talking to Jesus. And He wasn't quite happy with me. He came as He always comes at 4 o'clock. And He said, sit here. And I sat down somewhere. I don't know where I sat. And He sat right by my side. And then, something starts showing like a movie. And then when I look, wow. Is that what you mean? Yep. I'm sorry. I missed that one big time. Something personal. And then things start happening, and I start seeing things happen in our lives as a community. And the Lord said, one of the greatest weaknesses in the congregation is they have never understood Mark 11:23. I said, what? And then the Lord said, I want you to preach about Mark 11:23. Brother preacher, can you put up there Mark 11:23? Whatever version you pick it up, King James is good. I don't care. Watch this. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall
be thou removed.
Now let me give you the secret here, secret right now. The reason that many of us are struggling, not only with difficulties, but also with sickness, is due to the fact that we are talking about the mountain, not to the mountain. Many prayers will never be answered. And I will venture to say that when you come, Lord Jesus, you know, I have a high blood pressure. I think Jesus will do, I'm not hearing you. I don't want to hear it. Why would he do that? You just finished telling us that he will hear when we call upon him. Not with this nonsense. He's telling you here, whosoever, meaning anybody can do this, is that right? Shall say unto God, remove this mountain from me. Is that what he's saying there? We're not supposed to go to God and say, hey Lord, there's a mountain there. Can you please remove that mountain? He will say, I don't hear you. I'm not hearing you. What you're saying? He's telling us, talk to the mountain. Not to me. And this is the problem. Lord, I have suffered from diabetes all my life. So what? Big deal. What do you want me to do? I don't want you to do anything. He's saying for you to talk to the mountain. Isn't that right? Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, and have no doubt in his heart. Huh? But believe that the things that they are saying shall happen, you shall get it. So what you're saying? A few months ago, our beloved friend, my wandering sheep, Dr. John Sean Dalton, told me, preacher, you've got to lose some weight. So are you kidding me? You got to lose some weight. I said, if I could lose the porch, I would be happy. But if I try to go into that, whatever, everywhere I lose weight, but on the porch. It's always big. And then he gave me some nonsense words. I said, Doc, I reverse that word in the name of Jesus. Plain and simple. 228 pounds to 29. I started speaking into the fat. My waist was 42. I started speaking into the fat. It went down to 210. Then it went down to 205. It went down to 200. 195. 190. 3 days ago, it was 184. I don't talk about the fatness. I tell the fat, beat it. I've got to make some wise decisions on what I eat. But we don't talk about the mountain. We talk to the mountain. Are you with me? We talk to the mountain. Now my beloved wife said, that's enough, you're too skinny. Well, it feels good. That's for sure. It feels good. Now it's 36, and the goal is to go to 34. Once I get to 34 I'm good. The problem and the reason that we have many of our prayers not answered by God is that we keep focusing on the mountain and talking about the mountain. Over here, he tells you and I to talk to the mountain. And when you talk to the mountain and tell the mountain, beat it in the name of Jesus, and have no doubt, guess what? It's going to happen. So put it in simple words. Here we go. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall talk to high blood pressure, be thou removed from my body, and cast into the sea without having doubt in their hearts, it will happen. Or it will come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he says. Now, can you put that on the New King James Version, preacher? For assuredly, for sure, I tell you this. Whoever says to diabetes, be removed and cast into the sea, and has no doubt in his heart, but believe that commanding the diabetes to go will be done, he or she will have whatever he says. Are you catching? Are you catching with me? I go a step further. I command it to go to the pits of hell. Because if it goes to the sea, we love fish. It may catch up to the fish that I'm going to eat, trying to find a way back to my body. Now go to the pits of hell where you belong. Just to be on the safe side. Amen? Just to be on the safe side. So what does it got to do with the strength? There's going to be a time in life that things are going to be upside down. There's going to be a time in life when nothing seems to work. God is the strength of our lives.
Amen.
He's our portion forever. So we will not be talking about the difficulties. We will not be talking about the problems. We will talk to the problem and command the problem to go back to the pits of hell where it came from. Whatever the mountain may be in our lives, back to the pits of hell. You have no business to be in my body. Amen? And it shall be done. And you shall have whatever you said. Amen? I know that for some people it's difficult to believe in something like this. And that's okay. You got to train yourself. If you would go now into college, you'd have to do a test. Isn't that right? What do they call the test? What's the name of the test you have to do? Huh? SAT, right? To get into college, you got to do an SAT. Isn't that right? To determine how dumb or how smart we are, which is nonsense. But you got to do an SAT test. And before you do the SAT test, you train. You study and you get ready. Is that correct? I believe that the same principle applies to the spiritual life. We got to train ourselves to speak to the mountain, not about the mountain. We got to train ourselves to command the mountains in our lives to be removed and cast back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. And as we practice this on a daily basis, we will see whatever we say coming to pass in our lives. Amen?
Amen?
May the God of Israel help you to remember 24/7 that He is the strength of your life. We will continue next week. God bless you.